A call goes out to stop the violence in Kenya. North Korea sets a record for persecution, and strategic broadcasting reaches urban areas with the gospel in Latin America. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The United Nations chief is trying to bring an end to the bloody violence plaguing Kenya over disputed elections. Insecurity has hampered many ministry projects in the region. Living Water International is no exception. LWI's John Nadolski says where their teams would normally drive the drill rigs to a project site,
they're being turned around. So until that is resolved, we're shut down and we're not allowed to continue with the ministry of providing water to the people of Kenya. Kenya's the pipeline for countries in East Africa. Our teams in Rwanda couldn't find drilling parts, and so they were shut down because they couldn't get new supplies coming across the border.
Nadolski says their greatest testimony is coming through prayer right now.
When the people of Kenya are down on their knees, relying on Christ, asking people to pray, they are seeing and expecting God to respond. And our teams can minister to that and respond as a Christian brother. The people that I'm talking to haven't given up hope.
Next, according to Open Doors, North Korean believers faced more persecution in 2007 than ever before. That's why North Korea is again atop their World Watch list, which ranks countries by the amount of persecution Christians face. North Korea has held this position before. Open Doors' Carl Muller says this time they received 90 of the maximum 100 points.
I think that's the highest record we've ever had.
The problems are huge.
There's food shortages, there's state-induced terror. There are Christians who are tortured on a regular basis simply because they expressed a belief in Jesus Christ to someone in a private way.
The top five also include Saudi Arabia, Iran, Maldives, and Yemen. Muller says local Christians understand why this is happening.
The brothers and sisters tell us that not only is it because they're witnessing for Jesus Christ, but because of the persecution, their faith has grown even stronger and their witness has grown even bolder. God uses that suffering in many ways to spread his church.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Transworld Radio has lit up 14 Latin American cities with their City Lights radio broadcasts. The Maracaibo, Venezuela station also reaches 41 additional stations. Their programs, focused into the most populated cities, are receiving positive feedback from listeners. Broadcasts with a Christian message are produced for both children and adults. The programs allow TWR to reach more people in specific cities. Pray that God will use these programs to transform lives. Meanwhile, Operation Barrier Bookshelf has been going strong since 2006. Christian Resources International's Fred Palmerton says it's a great way for the average Christian in North America to get involved with missions. Shipping rate increases last year threatened the program. However,
the Postal Service now has a large envelope that can be sent for $11, and it will hold one Bible and several tracts or small periodicals. And that's what we're using. And it's working very well. People are excited about it.
The idea is to take unused Bibles and send them overseas to someone in need.
Our goal is to be able to answer all of the requests that we receive from Christians overseas or new Christians, but it's such an overwhelming task, I'm not sure that we will ever completely reach that goal.
And a new film to be shown on American public television in February focuses on the life of William Wilberforce. World Evangelical Alliance is co-sponsoring the documentary called The Better Hour, The Legacy of William Wilberforce. It commemorates the 200th anniversary of the abolition of the slave trade. It's designed to bring believers and non-believers together to create better communities. To learn how you can host a community screening of the film, go to our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Orphan Outreach is making available lullabies, songs for quiet moments, songs that will quiet the little ones, but lyrics that'll touch your soul. It's being sent to you to remind you of the needs of orphans around the world. Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828. That's 1-800-995-4828. Or go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.